الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, as advertised, it is a seerah program. When we discuss the history of any nation, any personality, then we call that tariq, the history. Why do we study history as Muslims? There are primarily three reasons. Number one is we want to know what happened in the past. Number two would be so that we do not repeat the mistakes in the future and we learn from the history of the past. But most importantly, brothers, remember, our Islamic history is such that it is not written in black and white, it is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. So that is our Islamic history. For Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, we don't use the word tariq, we use the word seerah, a special word. And in tonight's lesson, we are not going to just discuss seerah, we discuss fiqhu seerah, the lessons we can imbibe and acquire from the life of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Before the sun appears, we see that on the horizon the rays appear. Before a Nabi comes into the world, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla lets some extraordinary events take place and we call that irhas. We the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah believe before a Nabi is born, some extraordinary events takes place. And then the Nabi is ushered in and the advent of a Nabi takes place. What are the irhasat, the extraordinary events prior to the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? I'll just mention three, there are many others. Number one, most of you been for Umrah and Hajj, and you know that between Mina and Muzdalifah, there is a strip of land, it's called Wadi Muhassab, and there Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed the elephants. Those elephants, big, big, huge elephants, which Abraha brought from Yemen, were the intention to demolish the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah forbid. And therefore, in that place, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, when he performed Hajj, he traveled very fast. And he taught us that when you pass a place where Allah's punishment descended, فَإِلَّمْ تَبَكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا, that if you cannot cry, then at least make your face like that of a crying person to take ibra and to take lesson. Brothers, if you study elephants, you will know that they are such huge and powerful animals. Per day they eat one elephant 200 kilos to 250 kilos. They have 7-8 different sets of teeth that are reproduced all the time. And after that, then they can no more reproduce teeth. Then the elephant stands there, all the other herd, the elephants that are there, they surround that elephant and they bid farewell to that elephant because now death is imminent. So that elephant, those Almighty Allah destroyed it with ababil, small creation. You see the small bird, but the damage it did, that it left a lesson for humanity and posterity. How dare you try and touch the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Therefore we have ijma and consensus, wulid al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aam al-fil, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was born during the year of the elephant. Second one, one name of Nabi alayhi salatu salam was Anabnu al-Zabihain. I am the son of those two people who were supposed to be sacrificed and slaughtered. When you study the lineage of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you will find Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and all the Israelite prophets, hundreds of them, thousands of them, and then they come down to Isa alayhi salatu salam. And through the other son, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, only one Nabi came, and that was the last, final and mightiest messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lineage goes to Zabihullah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Who is the second one? Anabnu Zabihain. I am the son of two people who were supposed to be sacrificed and slaughtered. Now we go to Nabi alayhi salatu salam's grandfather, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's great-grandfather, brothers and sisters in Islam, in the holy land of Palestine, where you have Gaza, which is under assault and attack today. So there Nabi alayhi salatu salam's great-grandfather Hashim is buried there, and therefore that area is called Gaza to Hashim. When one day, inshallah, if you go to Palestine and you go to Gaza, make sure you visit that place there, inshallah. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam's grandfather, that is Abdul Muttalib, we must remember we are speaking prior to the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, we are speaking about that Makkah that was filled with pagans and kufr, and idolatry was the name of the game at that time. Almighty Allah made it such that the Zamzam water disappeared. No one knew where Bi'ir Zamzam was, no one knew where the well of Zamzam was. But Abdul Muttalib had great concern, I must find the well. People enjoyed this water for thousands of years, how come we don't know where it is? So Abdul Muttalib then took a vow, and he said, oh God, whatever he believed in that time, he said that if you give me 10 sons, and I find the well of Zamzam, I will take one of my sons and slaughter them. Lo and behold, brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah in a dream showed Abdul Muttalib where the well of Zamzam was. And after some time, 10 sons are born and given to him. Now to be true through his pledge and covenant, now he takes a raffle and casts a lot, which son of mine? Every time the name comes out, Abdullah, Abdullah. So he takes the most handsome son and the most beloved son, the last born, and that is Abdullah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's father. The Quraysh are watching that this young man is going to be sacrificed. So they intervene and they told Abdul Muttalib, this is a dangerous precedent that you are setting. Any person who wants something will say, oh God, that I want to, you must fulfill this for me, and then he'll slaughter his son. So he said, well, what else can I do? I got my 10 sons, I found the well of Zamzam, and now I need to fulfill my side of the bargain and pledge. So they went to Sajah, Sajah binti Harith. In those days she was a soothsayer, a fortune teller. All this is long before Nabi alayhi salatu salam's advent. So when they went to her, she told them that, okay, I will sort out your problem. What you do is, write down 10 camels, and then write down Abdullah's name. And then you like, you know, have a raffle, and then when you pull out the lot, if Abdullah's name comes out, then Abdullah's life is spared. If the 10 camels name come out, then you must slaughter 10 camels. Like today, you know, you have a big soccer match and cricket match. Right by the Baytullah, the Quraysh are there. And now the camels' names are written, 10, 10, 10. And here Abdullah's name is written. So when the lots are cast, first time they pull out camels. So they say, no, no, again you must. We must preserve and save the life and rescue Abdullah. 10 times that was done, 100 camels were slaughtered. Remember, we're speaking about one person. 100 camels Abdul Muttalib slaughtered, and thereafter when they pulled out, Abdullah's name came, his life is spared. Hence Nabi alayhi salam said, Anabnu Zabihain, I am the son of two people who were supposed to be slaughtered. One, my own biological father, Abdullah, and one, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So these are all irhasat. The third one, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, when he grew up, he's informing the people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. What did Nabi alayhi salam mean by this? Many of you are going for Umrah this weekend, tomorrow, or Monday, Tuesday, inshallah. You need to look at the Baytullah with so much love and remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. He and his beloved son Ismail alayhi salam built the Kaaba, rebuilt it, reconstructed it. After that, they went around the Baytullah 7 times to see there must be no defect, no flaw by the Baytullah. And then, when they finished with the 7, Almighty Allah set it as a precedent for every person who performs Umrah and Hajj. Then they made dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh Almighty Allah, beloved Allah, you accept this humble effort of ours. Verily you are all hearing, all knowing. Then they made another dua. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Oh Almighty Allah, among these people, the land of no vegetation, no habitation, you send amongst them the final, the last messenger. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua and supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Wa bushra Isa. Isa alayhi salatu salam came, the last prophet among the Israelites, before Nabi alayhi salatu salam, 600 years as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Quran has mentioned it. Wa mubashiran bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. And he gave the great tidings, the final and last messenger would come, his name would be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, the most praised. Who gave Nabi alayhi salatu salam his name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The people came to Abdul Muttalib and said, Kayfa sammaytahu Muhammada? How come you called him Muhammad? This was unknown. No one kept their children's name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he answered, I chose the name Muhammad. Yahmaduhu man fi sama. That supreme being in the heavens and sky is praising him. I want you on this land and sand that you also praise him. Therefore I chose his name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. So this we find that Nabi alayhi salam is the result of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the great tidings given by Isa alayhi salam, and the third one, wara'at ummi, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, she saw Nabi alayhi salatu salam's nur, luster and splendor while she was expecting. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٍ. She saw light and splendor emanating from her, and that light and splendor reached right up to Palestine, Jordan and Syria. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So you have the incident of the elephants, we have the incident of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's mother, we have the incident of Anab ibn Zabihain, how Nabi alayhi salatu salam's father's life was spared and rescued, so that Mustafa alayhi salatu salam could be born. The birth takes place. What happens on that occasion, brothers? Be honest. Today if someone asks us, the dada, the father, the son, grandson, tell me the soccer team or the cricket team and whatever. From starting to end, we know everybody. If someone come and ask us, who breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu salam? Who breastfed Mustafa alayhi salatu salam? After 1, 2, we'll be stuck. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is born, Thuwaiba comes rushing in, she is the female slave of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was so handsome that he was called the father of the flame. You know, today with barakat of Eskom, we don't have light sometimes. So, but in those days, no Eskom, no nothing, there are no lights. But Abu Lahab was so handsome, at night time you could still see his face. But no iman. So, Thuwaiba was his female slave. She came rushing in. And she said, Oh master, a child has been born, the baby is born, in the state of ecstasy and joy. He pointed to her like this, with his index finger and thumb, And he said, go, anti hurra, you are free. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about the same Abu Lahab, father of flame, and we dispatched him to the flames. So yasla naran zata lahab. But every Monday mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, O Abu Lahab, when Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was born, one good deed you did and executed, you set Thuwayba free. So between your index finger and your thumb, some water will come there to ease your plight and your pain and punishment. So this is out of the barakah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam that some decrees and concession he gets. Who is Thuwayba? She breastfed Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. She breastfed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Hamza radiallahu an is the chacha, the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and his foster brother as well. So first lady to breastfeed Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Thuwayba. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, we find that is Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, the biological mother. Third one, the famous one we learned in madrasa, Sayyida Halima Saadiya. Those of you going to Madinah Munawwara, going for Umrah, you should go to Baqi. In Baqi, the grave is there of Sayyida Halima Saadiya. Nabi alayhi salatu salam on one occasion, he grew up. He sees a lady walking, he takes his Mubarak shawl, opens it, and he tells Sayyida Halima, please sit here. The people are astonished, who is this lady that Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is opening the shawl and telling her to sit there? So he said, this is the lady who breastfed me. You never forget someone's ihsan upon us. Me and you brothers, if someone did us a favor, after that we became a big shot, what we have to worry about him? Behind every big fortune, there's some small misfortune. So this, what I must worry about him now is my intelligence, my acumen, my. Naf'alu fi amwalina ma nasha. The people of Shu'ayb alayhi salam said, Shu'ayb, you come and talk to us about business. The day we were born, we were businessmen. So all this time. So our mentality sometimes is very similar. So that is Sayyida Halima Saadiya. Who is the fourth lady, brothers and sisters? To you, my respected mothers, this is a great lesson for us. We live in South Africa, we're in the African continent, and the lady who breastfed Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was an African lady, dark in complexion. The day Nabi alayhi salam is born, the shackles of apartheid are already demolished and dismantled. Her name Baraka, her kunya and agnomen Umm Ayman. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place, is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah go and visit Umm Ayman. She's sobbing and weeping like a small baby, like a small child. They ask her, oh Umm Ayman, did not Nabi alayhi salam go to a better place? She says, definitely he's gone to a better place. Did she cry so much, she made them also cry. Sayyidina Abu Bakr also started crying. Sayyidina Umar also started crying. Then they asked her, that why would you not stop crying? She said, I'm not only crying because Nabi alayhi salam passed away. Fiqhu sirah. Lessons to be learned. She said, whilst Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was alive, the wahi and revelation was coming down. What joy and what greatness it was for us. The arsh and the farsh, the heavens and the earth, all were connected and they were linked up. After the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, innal wahya qad inqata'a. Wahi has stopped. I cry because now that nexus, that link and connection is no more. Imagine their love. This is the African lady from here, Africa, breastfeeding Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. So tomorrow when your wife gives birth to a daughter, you keep her name Baraka. So maybe she'll be a source of so much Baraka for you. But you know what names we keep today, Allah for birth. Say, this is old-fashioned name, man. We want all the latest names. So brothers, sometimes we pay a heavy price for that. My message, my brothers, is now Nabi alayhi salatu salam's rank status, we need to understand who is Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. If we're speaking to a Muslim, we just have to quote from the Quran Sharif, quote from the Ahadith. If we're speaking to non-Muslims, I'll tell you. So brothers, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is that personality. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about Nabi alayhi salatu salam prior to Nubuwwat in Surah Wadduha, a yatim, an orphan, alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. So today if we go to an orphanage, And we speak to them, they also start wondering, how good if I had a father. So our first message to them will be, Khairul Anam, Khairul Khalqillah, the best of Almighty Allah's creation was also a yatim. So how much motivation, inspiration it is for them. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَىٰ Nabi alayhi salatu salam did not receive wahi initially, it was after 40 years. So today when we go to people, they say, but I can't read, I can't write. So we say, Nabi alayhi salatu salam was taught directly by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So there's no excuse. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَىٰ Nabi alayhi salatu salam was not born in a rich household, in a poor household. فَأَغْنَىٰ And then he was enriched by Almighty Allah after marrying Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. When we study the life after Nubuwa, our Imam Sahib Maulana just read, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ And we elevated your name, Ya Rasulullah. How Almighty Allah elevated Nabi alayhi salam's name? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي When my name, Allah's name is taken, then your name, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, your name is taken immediately after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan just now, you heard the iqama. After Almighty Allah's name, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam's name. So brothers, we need to understand the rank, the status of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. If you speak about the physical aspect, Almighty Allah tells us in Surah 53, in Surah Al-Najmi, you want to speak about the Mubarak tongue of Nabi alayhi salam? وَمَا يَنْتِقْوَا نِلْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ He does not speak of his whims and fancies. It is but revelation that comes out. If you want to speak of the Mubarak eyes of Nabi alayhi salam? مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ The eyes don't deviate. They remain on course. They see what they're supposed to see and nothing else. If you speak about the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salam, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَىٰ On the occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salam's heart also saw things miraculously. Almighty Allah praises that Mubarak heart. So that is Nabi alayhi salam, my brothers, beyond our description. If you want to go to male, you want to go to female, you want to go to children, I give you all three. Nabi alayhi salam is entering Madinah to Rasul, And ask the children today, they are such masters, they will take the cell phone, the mobile, they will speak to you and they will be sending SMS. The father will ask them, what you did? He said, no, I just sent a message. Without looking, because so much time is engrossed and they're wasting time in all these things. But if we turn the pages, you will see that the children of Madinah Munawwara, you should go, brothers and sisters. And ask the people of Madinah Munawwara, when Nabi alayhi salam entered, where did the children go? The place is still there. It's called Thaniyatul Wada. And when they went there, the Banu Najjar, Najjar means carpenter, there the children of the Najjar went, and it was the daughters of the Najjar tribe. And what they said, just listen to their poetry, small young girls. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِنْ جَارِ They said, the small girls, نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ That we are the young girls of the Najjar tribe. يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِنْ جَارِ How excellent today, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is becoming our neighbor here in Madinatul Rasul. Do we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor? Do we want to become Nabi alayhi salam's neighbor? It can be done. We'll show you just now. So this was the love the children had. If you speak about the men, brothers, you need to read Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an. Hassan was that person. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to tell him, Hassan, you sit here on a member of Nabi alayhi salam and you say all this poetry of yours. He said, I should do it in the presence of man huwa khayrun min. The personality was greater than you. And he never objected. So Hassan bin Thabit, he came to Mustafa alayhi salam. He said, I want to say something in your praise. It's long, I just read the last couplet. So Hassan radiallahu anhu said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ That more handsome than you, Ya Rasulullah, no eye has ever seen. More handsome than you, no woman has ever given birth to any baby, to any child. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِهِ You have been created free from every defect and every blemish and every flaw. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though as you structured yourself and you created yourself. So perfect your physique, so perfect your body, so perfect everything of yours is Ya Rasulullah or Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. We go to Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, the Sahabis came, the Sahabiyat would come and ask her, you stayed with Mustafa alayhi salam so many years, describe to us who is Mustafa alayhi salam. You know our Mother Aisha, sisters, I tell you on the radio, you'll know that, it's a famous line. When we study the men today, then it's Hollywood. We study the women today, then it's Bollywood. And we study the children today, then it's Robin Hood. So all that we know. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated 2,210 ahadith. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, 2,210 ahadith. Can you imagine one lady? What a great muhaddisa, faqiha she was. So when you go to her and ask her, you describe to us Mustafa alayhi salam. We heard what the children said. We heard what Hassan said radiallahu an. Now we want to hear from you. So she says, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there was a sun. And the horizon you see a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. And our sun is much superior and greater than the sun you see there on the horizon. Why is it greater? That was the claim. Now the proof and evidence. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun there rises when Fajr time expires. And our sun, وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. After Isha time, you go home now. There's no lights, for example. But Mustafa alayhi salam would go and everything would get illuminated. That is how our mother described Nabi alayhi salam. The message of nur, of light, of luster, everything would be spreading. So brothers and sisters, this is Nabi alayhi salam's rank and status. My message to you is something else. We live in difficult times. There are movies and films being made. Obviously, derogatory material used about Nabi alayhi salam. Books and novels are being written. Cartoons are being made. But what should our response be? Think about it seriously. When they call Nabi alayhi salam the worst of names, they said you are a shair, a poet, a kahin, that you are a fortune teller, that you are majnoon, insane, Allah forbid. All that they call Nabi alayhi salam. But when we study the Kutubi Ahadith and the works on Ahadith, we find always Nabi alayhi salatu salam initially used to make dua for them. If you take the people of Taif, what they did to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Jibreel Amin came, Malakul Jibal came, said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us, we will crush them. They said, no. Inshallah, Almighty Allah, yukhrijullahu min aslabihim man la ya'budu illallah. That Almighty Allah will take up from their progeny those people who worship at nothing but Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you see how the tables turned. So remember that, that should be our first response. A Muslim first makes dua for hidayat. Then if hidayat is not muqaddar, then you make dua of destruction. So we need to look at the uswa and the lesson of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Not only become emotional, so take the lesson of Nabi alayhi salam himself, one. Number two, brothers, when we speak of hadith and sunnah, today every second person, third person has access to internet. You ask that person, you see, what these people want to come teach us hadith? I just Google the hadith out. So it's no more books now, you don't have to go to Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood. You just Google the hadith out. And that person becomes a great scholar in his mind. This, my brothers, is a great, great fear. Remember this. You cannot study Quran, Hadith by Google and by Internet and think that you are a great scholar. Most of the time you will find people are undermining the Ahadith when that is the procedure, the method they follow. So we are facing an assault from three fronts. Non-Muslims, they reject Hadith. So many books are written. Majority of them, when they study, they write. Speaking on this, let me just tell you, you see, many a time, brothers, we are fast asleep, you know, in our own arguments and what and what. There's an Orientalist by the name of Wen Singh. Wen Singh was the first scholar in the world, not Muslim, Orientalist. He went to Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, he took the authentic works, and he wrote the greatest concordance. Concordance means, you want to know Makkah, Mukarramah, how many times it came in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood? You want to know Zamzam, how many times it came? He had the whole thing written, and then he presented to the world. What a great contribution to Hadith, but no Imam. Then the Muslims came, and then they copied from him, and then they started writing. The Mu'jamul Mufahharas, it came all from him. So we must remember that they are not sleeping, but they want to undermine the very law code and the Sharia, attack the Quran, attack the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you break the link. So that is the fear we have today. So number one, you will find the attack from the non-Muslims, the Orientalists. Number two, you will find the attack from Muslims. Muslim will say, you know what, we only believe in Quran Kareem, and we believe in some ahadith, those ahadith according to us, which are not contradicting the Quran. So half the ahadith, three quarters of the ahadith, they reject according to their mind. So they say this ahadith, the others, they say, no, we don't accept. Brothers, we must remember, once you start breaking that link, then we already rejected the Quran. I show you one principle, brothers. Remember this lifelong. You won't find a single verse in the Quran where Ati'ullah is mentioned and Ati'ur Rasul is not mentioned after that. Any verse in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. Qul Ati'ullah wa Rasul. Everywhere in the Quran you will find. If you are obedient to Allah, you must be obedient to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. There is no obedience to Allah if we don't follow Nabi alayhi salatu salam. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeyed Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then he obeyed Almighty Allah. So today when we speak of ahadith, we need to understand what is meant by ahadith. Brothers, we are the only people in the world, and we need to know this. You have the profiles of 500,000 people, half a million people. Nabi alayhi salatu salam in Makkah Mukarramah in Darul Arqam, you going for Umrah, where Safa is, next to Safa, just see there, you will see the door's name, Babul Arqam. We don't say exactly that place, but in that area, the first madrasa was established. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught sahabas there. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab embraced Islam there. He was the 40th person to embrace Islam. First time sahabas in unison, in chorus, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. What a giant great event today took place. Umar bin Khattab embraced Islam. So that is what happened in the madrasa. Then you come to Masjid Nabawi, the second madrasa. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is teaching, yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah, teaching the Quran and the Sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught the Quran and the Sunnah. Sahabas imbibed it and they acquired it. They taught their students and it carried on. Today we have 500,000 people's lives. We can tell you Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, his teacher. Therefore when Bukhari rahimahullah was asked that which is the golden chain, so he said Malik An-Nafi and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma silsilatul zahab. That you take Imam Malik, then you take Nafi, and then you take Abdullah ibn Umar. Each one we can give you the profile. So there is no hadith that does not have a chain. And the chain links us up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what makes hadith so fascinating, brothers. You go to the Christian, you go to any person, go to the Pope, tell him what is your chain to Jesus. There will be no hope for the Pope. So you must remember that. You go to the Grand Rabbi in Israel and ask him, what is your link to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Grand Rabbi will say, we are more interested in changing the Bible and Torah. What you talking about the chain and all this? Nobody in the world has a chain. Me and you have the chain. But Muslims today are breaking the chain and cutting the chain. That is when you speak of Siratul Nabi, brothers, that you need to remember what is the chain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If you speak of Muhaddithin, you know Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. It took him 16 years to write his Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam Muslim rahimahullah, what effort they made. Today what muhaddisin are doing. In front of you, some of you met Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi Maulana Zakaria. He came to South Africa in 81. You know how much effort Hazrat Sheikh made Rahmatullah Alayhi. He writes in Abbt, in his own autobiography, when I was in Dora, the final year, Hazrat Sheikh says, myself and my friend, we took a decision, beginning of the academic year. Every hadith we will learn from our teacher directly, and we will learn it in the state of wudu. He says that sometimes the need arose that the wudu would break. I would just tip my student, my fellow, my colleague, and tell him, ask the ustad one question, and quickly while he's asking the question and the answer, the tip was just there, we will just go outside, make first wudu and come back. He said he carried on for months and months. Then one ustad understood that there is something going on between the two students. Love for Nabi alayhi salam's hadith at this age. You mothers, sisters listening to the program, you go to Sham, you go to Syria, you go to the Levant, even today Jordan, we can show you Nauman Hafiz of Quran, Hafiza of Bukhari Sharif. Brothers, we must remember we speak of Seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Then Seerah means the speech of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The fail, the action of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The taqreer, and that is the approval of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Khuluqun Nabi, it refers to Nabi alayhi salatu salam's character. Khalqun Nabi, it refers to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's features. Everything the muhaddisin did, and they presented it to us. But today we say we don't find enough literature. Today we say that we don't have time to study it. So who's to blame today, brothers? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us a wonderful example. Think of it seriously. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. You take the example of the bee. The bee, Almighty Allah inspired it, the word wahi is used. You go and build your hives in all the high, high places, mountains. Then Almighty Allah says in front, فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُولًا. You walk on the highways Almighty Allah made for you. So Almighty Allah lets them fly A, B, C in different ways and highways. So as long as they stick to that highway, then you find the asal, you find the honey being produced. And you know how sweet that honey is. Sometimes it's sweeter than our honey also. So we must remember that. So that is the honey. Because you find that the bee is walking on that path, flying on that path, going in that path. And once the bee comes, Nabi alayhi salatu salam gave the same example. When wahi used to come to me, kadawi in nahal, it was like the buzzing of the bee. Wahi was coming. Sometimes sahaba used to hear it also. So brothers and sisters, now what lesson we learn from the bee? That it produces the honey and people are afraid of the stinging of the bee. Me and you, if we walk in the path of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, never mind honey, we will produce halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. And that is our message to Muslims, non-Muslims and everybody across the earth. That my imam in all walks of life is Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. Take that lesson of the bee. Today we are Palestine, Jordan, Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Kashmir. If we walk on the path of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then how that bee, just by making that noise, everybody say, let the bee go, rather we stay away. So one will be halawa, like the honey, and one will be mahaba, the fear will come into the heart of the enemy. Look at the apt example Almighty Allah gave of the bee. But me and you, we don't want to be like the bee, we want to be free. So this is what we see, the problems we create for ourselves. So my brothers, my message to you is, in your own home, every day, you must read some hadith, whether Mishkat Sharif, Riyadus Salihin, whatever. So you create that link with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If you study the muhaddisin, what khidmat they made, brothers. Today this one book is not even printed. It's considered by muhaddisin to be one of the greatest compilations and manuscripts of hadith, Baqi bin Makhlad. Imagine, one of the greatest works was still lying in the libraries. Today you get people who want to Google it, and people just internet scholars, and they say, I understood the hadith. Almighty Allah from time to time shows us certain things. Which is the oldest work of hadith you can find today? You know, brothers, Hammam ibn Munabbah was a student of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu only stayed with Nabi alayhi salam for 3.5 years, less than 4 years. And if you count his ahadith today, 5,374 ahadith he reported. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So his student was Hammam ibn Munabbah. You go to Germany, they found a manuscript. Hammam ibn Munabbah wrote the ahadith which he received from his teacher, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Allah wants to show the world, Muslim and non-Muslim. Another manuscript, same thing, is found in Damascus, and that is the oldest work we can find today. Ahadith reported to the Sahaba, taught to the Sahaba by Nabi alayhi salam, and they in turn teaching to others. And Allah is making it such, being found in the West and in the East. So no one can say it is a conspiracy or it is a collusion, nothing of that sort. Even the Western scholars have to admit that this is something we have to accept. So brothers, my message to you is very simple. We have to do certain things which Nabi alayhi salam has rights over us. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Number one, we believe in Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Number two, وَعَزَّرُوا We have to show utmost respect to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. I can call you Ahmed, Muhammad, I can call you whatever your name, you call me Abdul Qadir, no problem, all this thing. Today if you ask people which country has the highest IQ, what we will say, in a madrasa I went just now in the afternoon, I asked the children, one said America, one said Britain, one said Saudi Arabia. So I told them, no, the greatest country that has the IQ is Zimbabwe. So they were shocked. So I told them they queue for water, they queue for petrol, they queue for food, they queue for everything. So they have the highest IQ. So we must remember that that is what we see in the world today. Now Almighty Allah is telling us about Nabi alayhi salatu salam. After you brought Iman, what should you do? Wa'azzaru. Me and you cannot call Nabi alayhi salam just by his name. We have to use honorary titles. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَأَزَّرُوا How did Almighty Allah call Nabi alayhi salatu salam? 25 prophets and messengers are mentioned in the noble Quran. Allah addressed them directly by their names. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa. When Almighty Allah wanted to address Nabi alayhi salam, what he said? Ya ayyuhal muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, Ya ayyuhal rasul, Ya ayyuhal nabi. Allah Azza wa Jalla respects Nabi alayhi salam so much. Ordinary mortals like me and you, how much respect is required? Tomorrow you're going to stand there in front of Mustafa alayhi salam. How should you? I'm surprised today when I look at the Hajj kitabs and Umrah kitabs. Remember, you don't say Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah only. Allah commanded us two things. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah and the angels they send salutations upon Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Me and you, O Ummat Muslimah, what must you do? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Two commands, two injunctions, salat and salam. So stand there with your hand on your side. Utmost reverence and respect. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khairal anbiya. So words like that, so you use salat and salam. So that is how we show our love, our respect. Brothers, today when we speak, sometimes people say this Maulvis, they just shoot from the hip, you know. So sometimes we wonder that whether we can even mention these type of things. Abdullah bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala an is sahabi. The news flashes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, the demise took place. He is in his mustan, in his garden. In his garden, he raises his hands, Allama Qastalani has written this. And what dua he makes? Think of this. Today we speak of love. We tell our wife, we take the ring and put here in the wife's hand, left hand. And we say that, oh sweetheart, this ring is for you. I'll put it right in your hand. So she asks, why you put in this hand and in the left hand? You see that there's a vein from here directly connected to your heart. So sweetheart, I love you from the bottom of my heart. So all this, we, you know, make all stories and all that, and they also just believe us also left, right and center. So you must remember. So through love, the annals of history cannot reproduce, brothers. Abdullah bin Zayd stood in his bustan. The news was verified. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's demise took place. He raises his hand and say, Allahumma kuffa basari. O Almighty Allah, take my eyes away. La ara ahadan ba'da habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to see anybody else after I saw Nabi alayhi salam. Brothers, you see, we need to be inspired. We don't have to follow that. But we need to be inspired when we read what the Sahaba did, what the Muhaddiseen did. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to teach hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's qabr mubarak there. He used to wear new clothes every day. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijrah. When the students and the people asked Malik, what's this every day new outfit? He said, ta'aziman li sahibi hadha al-qabr, out of respect for the ahadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. And then he used to take the kurta and give it to Imam Shafi rahimahullah. Imam Shafi says, I was very poor, I was collecting the kurta from Imam Malik. So brothers, in different ways, they showed love for Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. So my brothers, our lesson is, after Iman, then the respect and the love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Love is not something only in Rabiul Awwal. Love is not only in Ramadan, brothers. Ramadan, we are moving on bright lights. Then Eid time come, we're moving on dim lights. Then we come Safar, Rabiul Awwal, and then Jumad al-Ula, all these other months come, then we're moving with our indicators on. Brothers, it don't work like that. So, it's, as you study the Sahaba, every day was Siratul Nabi in their life. They took Nabi alayhi salatu salam as the Imam in all walks of life. The crime we commit is, we take Nabi alayhi salam as our Imam on certain occasions, certain times. And sometimes, brothers, Allah forbid, tomorrow if you're invited by the king or president or prime minister, we will feel sometimes very shy to show we are Muslim. You make salam to a person in a big short function, you will see it just make walikum salam and they just walk away. Is this what we want to present? That we are ashamed of our Islam? Remember brothers, sisters, you must never be apologetic of your Islam. نَحْنُ قَوْمُنَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah gave us honor because of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab said, وَمَهَمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. Seek any other ism and Allah will disgrace us. Think of it seriously, brothers. So when we speak of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, seerah, any dimension you take, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his wives, consorts, how Nabi alayhi salam would deal with them and treat them? Where are me and you, brothers? Be honest. The brother is busy with his secretary, therefore they call her secretary, she kept all the secrets. Now it got exposed. Now it come where Jamiat come, where Maulana come on radio. You say, is it sunnah to have second wife or not? To have second wife is fine, no problem, but to have spare wheels, since when that is sunnah? So you must know. So brothers, we don't make a mockery, so we're not supposed to, we're not allowed to make a mockery of Islam. And that's what we do sometimes. When we look at our children today, what is our interaction with them? How would Nabi alayhi salatu salam teach the children? Be honest about this. Today we buy their love. Today we buy their respect. If you don't give them the money, they won't respect you. That's why they're rebellious against us. I gave the clothes, I gave the cash, I gave the CDs, I gave the cell C, I gave car, computer, all the C's I gave. One C I didn't give, the good character I didn't give. And then Mustafa alayhi salam said, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. That the greatest gift you can give your child is the good character. When last did your child kiss your hand? When last did your daughter come and say, Daddy, Abba, Abi, Papa, and kiss your hand? Mustafa alayhi salatu salam walks, go to his beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She stands up, my father is here. And then she takes Mustafa alayhi salam's hand and kisses it. Sometime Nabi alayhi salatu salam would come and take her hand and kiss it. Today it's so easy for us to kiss our girlfriend and boyfriend. It's so difficult to kiss our father and mother. We might kiss them after they die. Think of that. Is that not an indictment upon me and you, brothers? We are parents. But it shows that what value system we gave. Siratul Nabi. Look, any aspect of life. Nabi alayhi salam is on deathbed. You know, if your father and mother is on a deathbed, they're going to leave now. They'll tell you, beta, beti, my son, look after your uncle, your auntie, look after that business, look after this. So much important significance attached to it. Nabi alayhi salam on the deathbed, what did he say? As-salah, as-salah. Today we're going for Umrah, but we don't read Salat in the plane. How can I make huzu in the plane? I don't know which way is Qibla. Every excuse we will look for. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ And over whom you have authority. We have authority of our children, our wife, our employees. Do we fulfill their rights, brothers? This is Islam. P-R-A-Y to Allah. Do not pray P-R-E-Y on the creation of Allah. That is Islam. That's what we lack today. Therefore, the media has a field day. Look at these Muslims. Bloodthirsty, trigger happy, they're shooting their way. That we must eliminate them. But we need to take the true Islam to them. Show them the uswa hasana of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then see, they have a big vacuum in their life. They cannot find happiness. They have fame, they have fortune, they have everything going for them, but they're not happy. They are people who have worry, they have so much concern, anxiety. Because the body itself, physically, there's an oversupply. And spiritually, they're malnourished and undersupplied. And Islam brought that balanced lifestyle, that for your outside, your physical side, you have the physical nourishment, and for the inside, you have the zikrullah, and you have the spiritual nourishment. Our Hazrat Mawlana Huzayr, what is he giving you? Allah has accepted him for what? For what? Let's be honest. We come here to his majlis, our hearts are so hard. But when we leave, we find our hearts are shining. Something happened to my heart. What? That he got our heart ticking in the proper. You see, when I was in Darul Uloom, you know, I used the word ticking, so I thought of a story. When I was in Darul Uloom there, so there was a kafi there, not Muslim. So he had a watch there. That watch would never move. He wrote there, the shop works like this watch here. No tick here. So don't ask for tick. Take today and pay tomorrow, you know. So this shop works like this watch. So our hearts are like that watch. No ticking. We come here, our heart is ticking. We get connected. So that is what the world needs. That direction, how we can come closer to Almighty Allah. The theory is the Quran. The practice is the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So my brothers, in conclusion, you are here by the ocean. Tomorrow maybe you and your wife, two Indians walking on the Indian Ocean. So think nicely that when you look at the ocean, there's a great message there. The ocean didn't just come and make waves and all these things. Almighty Allah is giving us a lesson. What lesson Allah is giving us? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذَبُ جُفَاءَ If you are a symbol of falsehood, then you are the bubble. And the bubble remains on top, and then it disappears. How many bubbles came? Communism came, socialism came, apartheid came. They all were bubbles. They burst and they are thrown to the scraps of history. Tomorrow will be the turn of Zionism, capitalism, secularism. But Islam is the water underneath the bubble. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ As for those who are an asset to humanity, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, greatest miracle, the Quran Kareem. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's greatest love, how to save humanity. Are we concerned about that, brothers? So become the water. Water is the essence of life. Take the spiritual water and then reach out to the people and teach them. This afternoon I had to give a talk to the ladies. I said, you got your Maria and Selena and I don't know who and who. One day, just show them something of Islam. Every day, one day. You make wudu and show them, see, before we pray. When I wash my hands, then I come to know the color of the water. When I take the water, insert in my mouth, I come to know the taste of the water. When I take the water, insert in my nose, I come to know the smell of the water. Water has three characteristics. It passes all three tests. فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ Then the Quran goes on. Now water pass all three tests. Now go and start your whole wuzu and all the farais. Can any religion bring something close to that? Remember, any aspect. Therefore on radio, anywhere we go, even when we address non-Muslims, I say there is not a single law of Islam which you can bring equal, never mind better, equal to Islam also you can't. Because ours is not man-made. It is divine. It came directly from Almighty Allah. It's supra-logical. It's not something that man has made. So brothers, when we have the best, don't become the foam. Become the water under the foam. And take the message to all, without apology, in the pristine purity, how Nabi alayhi salatu salam gave us. You're going to Makkah, you're going to Medina. From Medina Munawwara, we'll bring the dates, the ajwa and the barani. We go to Makkah Mukarrama, we'll bring the zamzam. But we have to bring the message from Arafat as well. And what is that? فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Those of you who are present, propagate the message to those who are absent. We don't propagate deen to our children. We don't take propagate deen to our wife. Then we complain, but my wife is too modern. But when you were checking her, you loved the modernity. You know, it's another topic. So brothers, we must remember this. That is the greatest thing that we need to do. That we preserve our iman, our children, our wife, everybody. So brothers, my message to you is very simple. That let us think seriously. I have to meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you want our Bilal al-Habashi from Africa, it's Sakarat. His family is crying. And what he's saying? Why are you crying? Tomorrow, غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَأَصْحَابَهُ. Tomorrow I'm going to meet Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. I am going on a journey of joy and you want to cry? Can we say that, brother? We also have to leave the world. Our colleague, Maulana Qasim Ali rahimahullah, you all heard about it. The man delivers a Jummah lecture. He says, I'm not feeling well. He sat down and that was the last lecture, Jummah in the masjid, and then Radiyatan Mardiyah. He leaves the world, Allah is pleased with him and he is pleased with Allah. If you speak to his brothers said he had three tamannas. One, to die in the path of Almighty Allah, it happened. Second one, to be buried as soon as possible. And third one, wherever he passes away, he must be buried there. Everything happens. So Abi, from now brothers, we should be asking, Ya Allah, I know maut is reality. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, what he taught us, think about this seriously. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. Every day how many kafan and how many shrouds are being washed. You hear every day. Now today, that our Haji Abdul Khaliq Saliji is rahimahullah. How much work he did. You go ask the people of Spingo Beach. They finish this ready janazah salat. Tomorrow is our turn, brothers. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But me and you who will be enshrouded in the shroud, we are so busy in a marketplace. No time. No time for wife, no time for lunch, no time for salat. So is that business, is that dollars, is that uplang really worth it, brothers? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day? You go to your graveyards there. If you come to Lens, we'll show you 10 graves are dug every day. Every day, 10 graves are vacant. That is how busy our graveyard is there. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. For the person who's going to be buried in that grave is such, he's so deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just asked, you know, I was not our Hazrat Maulana now. He asked me, which day to pull out my 4x4? He said, Jummah. So we push up with a 4x4. Jummah. Now I heard our Muslim youngsters speeding with their scooters, 200 kilometers per hour. And I believe two of them passed away now a few days ago. One hit right into the bridge. Brothers, this is the reality we face with. That when we have something new, then we are in the joy and happiness. We become oblivious of reality. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. So that occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling every day? وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Very soon we'll become history. Brothers, before we become history, we need to make history. So leave a legacy. We don't, last message, brothers. You go with Allah's help, I travel to many countries. We don't have in any part of the world, brothers. I believe you me, nothing. No Arab country, no Muslim country, no Western, Eastern country. What we have in South Africa for Islam. Look at the amount of masajid, look at the amount of darulums, look at the amount of ulama, imams, hufals, look at the amount, everything we got going. Outwardly, there's crime, outwardly the AIDS pandemic, but inside we have all this. Batinuhu fihi rahma wa zahiruhu min qibali al-azab. Outside it looks like crime, outside it looks like AIDS, but inside the mercy is going. So become part of that mercy of Almighty Allah. I take the deen of Islam, I take the uswa and the role model of Nabi alayhi salatu salam to all and sundry, and see what a legacy we will leave, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us, accept us all. Brothers, next week inshallah, our Qari Sahib alluded to it, that you know when we have a function, a wedding, then we send a card and then we come personal invitation. Next week by our lens, is our istima, but not mine, our istima. But because it's in lands and I'm in lands, so brothers, we all are invited, and you're tired and thirsty, you come to my house for tea also, you know, no problem. So inshallah, you come there, brothers, we'll make khidmat of you. So let us come there. You won't become waliullah, nothing, but you will at least have direction. One word maybe change our life, brothers. So that is happened. Sometimes you just hear one word. Masjid Nabawi. Sumama bin Usal. Hadith in Bukhari. So, he was caught in a battle. And Sahabas, Nabi alayhi salam said, you see the pillar, fasten him up there. So then, Nabi alayhi salam asked him, ma indak ya Sumama, what you got? He said, ya Rasulullah, he didn't believe still in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ya Muhammad, because that's how they used to address. They say that if you kill, then remember, I'm a person, zadamin, lot of blood will gush out, I'm a big shot. But if you make ihsan and leave me, I'll appreciate it. Nabi alayhi salam kept quiet. Again the next salat, it carried on for 3 days, they fastened him there. They were the pillar. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, atliku umama, leave him. He went right at the back there, outside Masjid Nabawi. He took ghusl. He saw what happened in the masjid. He came, he said, ya Rasulullah. The words changed. Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad abdu Rasulu. Listen to the words. He said, you were abghadun nasi ilayya, that you were the person I hated, Allah forbid the most. Today you are ahabbun nasi ilayya, the most beloved person to me. Your city Medina, I hated it, Allah forbid. Today it has become ahabbul biladi ilayya. 3 days time, the whole heart changes. So brothers, each one of us, the niyat we go with, inshallah, that I can benefit, my iman can increase, it can become a means of hidayat, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah accept us all, our families, our children, and our South Africa brothers. It's not time to lose hope and run here and run there. So remember, it is a golden opportunity Allah has given us. From this South Africa, we can become a beacon of light, and we can send it to so many parts of the world. So we make dua, Allah maj'alna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin. Almighty Allah accept us all and make us beacons of light. We thank our Mawlana, Jazakallah Khair, Mawlana Muhammad Venker. He worked me time and overtime, Ada and Qaza he took out from me. But anyway, Jazakallah, our Didat brothers, mashallah, and our Hazrat Mawlana also, we say Jazakallah, I think he's going to the Janaza. That's for giving us this opportunity. So make dua for all of us brothers. The kamal of a person is that we live with Iman and we die with Iman. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله اللهم لا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضه من رياض الجنه اللهم ارزقهم جنه الفردوس اللهم حاسبه حسابي يسيرا
اللهم انا نسالك لذة النظر الى وجهك الكريم اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله